Let's get the meeting. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Angela. So I'd like to call the meeting to order. And Angela, if you could read the opening script.
Sure. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Angela. I'd like to ask for a roll call.
Yes. Commissioner Kleba.
Present.
Commissioner Ketchum.
Present.
Commissioner Wallace. And Commissioner Madden.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
You have a quorum.
So I believe, let's see. Okay, so we have quorum. In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you've raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function. And
Okay.
I don't see anybody on my screen for public comments. Staff, I'm sorry, Angela, would you, can you verify
Yeah, there
that?
are no public comments.
Okay. So we're off to agenda item number two, I
We have
believe.
disclosures and recusals first.
Has any committee member a disclosure or recusal that would like to present? Seeing none, let's move on. Next item is our closed session. And I'd like to entertain a motion to move to a closed session. I see a motion from Linda and a second from Commissioner Madden, Commissioner Ketchum and Commissioner Madden.
Sorry. So
We
these
have to
motions.
state the
Yeah, these motions are really specific. So if you could make a motion citing to the statutory reason and the statute that's cited on the agenda as to why we're going into closed session, and then second that motion, that would be great. And then it does require a roll call vote for that. Thank
Oh, okay. And I, you know, and this is not the first time I've made that mistake.
you.
So thank you for pointing that out. So, Commissioner Ketchum, can I ask for a friendly amendment to your motion that
Certainly.
follows what is written in our agenda?
Yes, certainly.
And can you read that, please?
That we will, the committee will enter into closed session pursuant to Section 19.85, parentheses one, parentheses C, state statute to consider the following requests for the cases on appeal: Lassiter versus Epic Systems.
Thank you. Commissioner Madden, do you agree to that friendly amendment?
I concur with the friendly amendment.
Yeah, thank you. And is there any objection to moving to a closed session? Seeing none, let's move to a closed session.
I think
A
we
roll
actually have a
call
roll
vote.
call.
Roll call vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, roll call vote. Okay, Angela, can you do a roll call vote?
Sure, Kleba.
I.
Aye. And I'm sorry, Commissioner Ketchum.
Aye.
And Commissioner Madden.
Aye.
All right, I will
Okay, so the
pause
motion
the record.
passes, and thank you for keeping me on task.
All right, now we'll pause the recording. All right.
Thank you, Angela. So the decision we have made is to affirm the hearing examiner's determination that was presented to us. Do I need to say anything more?
No, you don't. I guess I would just add that so what happens next for the purposes of this portion of the public meeting is that I will prepare a written order and then I will give it to the chair of this body for signature, and then that will be mailed out to the parties. And that should happen within a couple of days.
Very good. Thank you, Attorney Piguero.
You're welcome.
I think that we are ready to adjourn, and I will entertain a motion.
Move adjournment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, off we go.
Thank you, everybody.
All
Thank
right.
you. Hey, Angela,
Yes.
I will not be
At
on
the
the
next
full
meeting.
EOC meeting.
Thanks.